Welcome to the Career Espresso podcast. I'm Amanda, career and leadership coach and founder of Ready to Rise. It's my mission to help women navigate the workplace with clarity and confidence so they can get the careers they truly deserve. In each episode, I'll be sharing actionable tools and strategies that will help you be more successful and tackle those tough workplace topics. Whether you're early on in your career, returning from a career break, or stepping into your first leadership role, I'm here to help you take control of your career. Quite simply, it's work and careers done your way in the same time it takes to drink your morning coffee. Let's jump right in and get to work on the career you know you deserve. Hello, and welcome back to Career Espresso. Lately, I've been doing a bit more mentoring, and this has involved working with women who tend to be earlier on in their career journeys. As ever, I started a session the other week by asking if my mentee had anything specific in mind for our meeting, which is what I'd always do to begin. To which the response was, I'd like to hear more about your career journey and if you would do anything differently. Wow. As questions go, that was certainly one to get me thinking. I'm not going to lie, I needed to take a moment because, yeah, that felt big. Don't we all have times when we wish that we'd done things differently in our careers? In this week's episode, I'll share a combination of my own experiences and those of the amazing women I continue to work with. So let's get right in. Own your career. Nobody will ever care about your career as much as you should. The moment you leave your career in the hands of someone else, you've lost control of it. Once you've figured out what you really want from your career, go for it. It's unlikely that your ideal career is going to be handed to you instantaneously on a plate. So it's about figuring out a plan that works for you and identifying who you need to support you in making this happen. Play to your strengths. Realise that when you're good at something, it's often invisible to you. It comes naturally, it comes easily. You don't know your strengths. Take some time to really think about what they are and play to them. Get a personal board of advisors. Now, don't just think that you can look for your career advice in just a single person. One, that's a lot of pressure to place on one person. And quite often, you need that diversity of view and expertise. Everybody brings something different. Different people can advise you on different aspects of your success as well. Example, presentation skills, industry knowledge, self-advocacy skills, and maybe networking. And don't just stick within your current organisation or even sector when you're seeking support. A lot of the time, and you know, some of those skills we just mentioned there, they're not sector specific. Believe the positive feedback that you get from bosses, clients, and colleagues. Write down all the positive things that were said in your last performance review. Too often, our minds are like Velcro for all the negative feedback we get and Teflon for positive feedback. Make sure that the positives begin to stick. Take smart risks. Nobody ever reached ambitious goals without taking some risks. Always consider the risk of doing nothing. It's still a decision. It's often the bigger risk to stay where you are. To feel more confident in taking a risk, start breaking it down into much smaller, manageable steps. So you're not doing all of that big risky action at once. You're doing something that feels more manageable and sustainable. Don't make yes your default. It's our natural instinct to jump to say yes to everything immediately. Instead of saying yes right away, say, let me think about that. And then begin to reflect on how the request aligns with your goals and your values. In saying yes to something, ask yourself, what else are you saying no to? And does that thing matter more? Don't underestimate the power that you have. You may have more than you think you do. And don't be ambivalent about having and using that power. Exercising power is part of being a leader. And when I say a leader, it's not just somebody who manages people. We can all be a leader in our own way. Unhook from criticism and praise. Feedback from others, be it positive or negative, often tells you more about the person who's giving the feedback than it does about you. Being hooked on praise may deter you from taking the necessary risks or indeed tackling those stretch projects. Don't always look automatically to others to know how you feel about yourself. Begin to work on finding that self-confidence within and get into the practice of reflecting. It's a great way to learn about ourselves. Create your personal definition of success, and the emphasis here is on the word your. What are you trying to achieve in all areas of your life? Be it work, relationships, money, list goes on. Stop automatically listening to what your parents, your friends, your mentors, and your bosses think that you should do. Think for a moment what you could do. Take stock of how you are doing on a regular basis. Where are the wins? Where are the gaps? What needs your attention? Where do you need to get help and support? What do you wish you'd known sooner in your career? And what would you add to this list? I'd love to know your thoughts. And if you've got a career question that needs an answer, be sure to follow my socials later this week for news of a special career episode to celebrate the first anniversary of the podcast. As ever, I'd like to leave you with this week's career coaching question, which will help uncover more than one way to reach your career goal. It's easy to become stuck when we think that there is only a single path to success. It can be all too easy to think that we need to pull the same levers that we've always used instead of trying something new. So when you're feeling like that, take a moment to ask yourself, what else could I do that would have the same effect? I'd love to know how you get on with this one. And if you're looking to keep your career development on track this year, don't forget to take a look at the 2024 Ready to Rise Career Planner. Each month, you'll get a new career development theme to help keep you focused on building the career you really want and deserve. Pop a link in the show notes. That's everything for today's episode, and thanks for listening to Career Espresso. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review wherever you listen to your podcasts. It really helps the show to grow, not to mention giving feedback to make future episodes even more useful to you. And don't forget to share the show details with your friends and colleagues too. As ever, you can reach me on Instagram, LinkedIn, by email, and at weareadytorise.com. And if you want to take control of your career and you're not sure how to get started, why not subscribe to my weekly Work Your Way newsletter? It lands in your inbox every Thursday lunchtime and shares career and workplace tips that you can implement with ease. Find the sign-up link in the show notes. See you next week for another new episode of Career Espresso. Bye for now.